Our raison d'etre is finally back.
Orange County, season 18, the trailer drop. It's nice to have a Housewives to look forward to because we're not getting much lately.
Which is so funny because over the last few years, I almost felt like we couldn't get a break from Housewives. Like you used to have like a couple of months in between Housewives, so it gave you kind of time. And then I felt like I couldn't get, like I was underwater on Housewives. And I was like, I can't keep up with all my Bravo shows. I can't keep up with my Housewives and my VPR and my Summer House and my Married to Medicine and everything else. And then I was like, oh, I don't have Housewives? Oh, okay. I mean, Jersey came back, but I don't know. That's, it's so toxic right now. I just can't kind of deal with it this season. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I will end up watching the entire season because I know myself, like I will hate watch it. So, but the OG, the OC is back.
I have something really like punched, was like a gut punch when it dropped and they said season 18, because I was thinking like, okay, I was born in the 80s, and I remember there would be these shows like Knott's Landing or whatever, and my mom would be like, oh yeah, I watched that with you, and I watched that when I was pregnant with you. And I'm like, season 18, there are original season OC babies, they were fetuses, and now they're going off to college. And their moms are like, I've been watching this since I was pregnant with you.
Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
The generation leap. It's something I'm not ready to process.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The kids
I'm gonna ignore that now.
The kids who were born season one will be voting in this upcoming election.
Shut up. No. Yeah. No. I mean, I think it because I don't have children. That passage of time is different for me. You know what I mean? Mm. Like you don't either, but our friends who have children, that passage of time is weird for them too, but they kind of see it on a more daily basis. It is more cyclical for them. Whereas I'm just kind of like, OC's been on for 5 years. Wait a minute. It's been on for 18 years. Shit.
Yeah. 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 That number, when I started doing the math, I was like, no, I was a mere kid, college kid, stoned in my college apartment, watching season one, skipping class. Look how far we've come, though.
Look how far. Look how far. We're adults now. So sad.
No!
Well, for me, just in general, this trailer feels like a return to the golden age of OC Housewives. Mm-hmm. Like that's what, so I'm hoping that this season turns out to be that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the trailer, they put a lot of work into it. It's so well done on its own. Like it's entertaining. They let you know from the very first moment, like it feels like this season, just with the trailer, it feels like event television.
Yes.
Like something to look forward to.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I mean, my God, we've got so much, so much.
Yeah, where do we begin?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's dive in.
So the first thing, I guess, just right off the bat, I love it opens with Teddy Mellencamp taking that dig at Vicky Gunvalson.
I mean, yes. That I'm not a big Vicky fan, but even I was like, oh girls,
Teddy's not exactly a housewife either. No.
It's like hello kettle, you're black too, like
yeah. But I do appreciate it though, what Teddy did. Only I'm sure she was told to do it. But I do like it, just because it could have been anyone who said it. It didn't have to be Teddy. But part of the reason I like following Vicky and, you know, taunting her with Dawn and everything. Is she's so sensitive. It's so easy to get under her skin. That's why Vicky makes great television, because she's a, mm-hmm. she reacts. And so it's just easy to taunt her and get something out of her.
And then we go into like right into Shannon ordering a drink. Is that what happens next?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a personal, us here at Pretty Corrupt Podcast had our own little run-in, our evening, really. It was an evening. Yep. It was a social event with Shannon mm-hmm. Bedore mm-hmm. Last month. This was while I was like right before my surgery and everything. And we've been waiting, dying to tell you guys about mm-hmm. this until the right time.
If you follow us on social media, then you saw us post from this party, this Smirnoff, Kathy Hilton Smirnoff party. If you're not mm-hmm. following us on social media, then you didn't see it. So you should be following us on all of our socials.
Yeah. And if you saw the picture of the party of Kathy and Shannon together by the pool, guess who took it?
It's our own Jordan Ross Myers, yeah, photographer.
Yeah, that picture, I was like, I saw it in like, I think page 6 or something. It's like, oh my God, that's my photo. Whatever. But so the thing is, so as we know, Shannon, the season, the big story, well, two big Shannon stories, but let's start with the DUI. Mm-hmm. And we know that's going, I mean, that's been like national news. But our little fun evening with Shannon Bedore was at last month, the Kathy Hilton by Smirnoff party. It was up here in LA. And so the fun fact about it is the event planners were looking at housewives. They wanted to invite some housewives, influencers, things like that. And one of the housewives they were going to invite was Alexis Bellino. And I saw that, and I love Alexis, and I love it. I love what she's doing. It's just like diabolical, great housewives mm-hmm. work. But I was like, this party has Kathy Hilton. Alexis yep. is not. No. It has yep. to be a top tier housewife.
Jesus Jugs does not equate with the Hilton brand.
Right. This was like, so I was like, who would be the one? Obviously, Heather Dubrow. So I literally told them, I was like, you can't have Alexis at this party. It is not fit. Like, you're having a party for Kathy Hilton. You want Kathy Hilton people. So mm-hmm. I told them, you should either do Heather Dubrow or Shannon Bedore. Mm-hmm. So yep. I put in a good word for Shannon Bedore. She got invited and she came.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah.
I had a nice long conversation with my sorority sister, Shannon Bedore. Mm-hmm. She told me, I can't remember exactly which, well, and I wouldn't want to repeat it either, but she made apparently a really big dig at Alexis and Alexis's outfits in her confessional. And I'll know it when I see it, because I was like, oh, Alexis is going to be pissed. But I was like, that's a good one, Shannon. And I was like, I asked her straight up. I said, do you take notes beforehand? Like, do you kind of come up with any of these? She's like, no. She's like, I don't like to know what they're going to talk to me about. She's like, obviously I know what they're going to talk to me about, you know, about the season. She's like, but some housewives do like to know before their confessionals, and they kind of come up with some stuff beforehand. She's like, but I don't. She's like, I'm better off the cuff. I'm better like with shit just flying out of my mouth, and I'll apologize for it later. And I laughed so hard, because I was like, well, wait, because you say a lot of shit, but I was like, but I also understand. So me having a Sagittarius mouth myself, a fire sign mouth. So there you go. But yeah.
So as we know, I guess this ties into the DUI, my big takeaway from the evening. By the way, Shannon's lovely. I have to say, she was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I don't think she connected the tweets with, or I may have conveniently left that out. We're yes. lovely, great lady. However, I did catch her discreetly, and she wasn't wasted, but you get where I'm going. I saw her taking some drinks. Mm-hmm. when she thought everyone wasn't looking, like it was like there was one part they're giving speeches out by the pool, everyone's focused on the stage, and she's off to the side. But you know, I'm always, when people zig, I zag, so I'm looking around to see what else everyone else is doing. And you know, I'm not going to release that. That would be, that's unnecessary. But yeah, she was there with her drink and a champagne glass. And she the part I love about it is she does look around to see if anyone's watching her. I'm always watching. And she takes some swigs. So,
but I do know that she was literally going from the party to LAX to then fly to Texas to her daughter's graduation. So at least we know she wasn't driving.
Right.
She had a driver.
Okay. Yeah. And it could have just been like her pre-flight drink, whatever. I'm not saying that she was like drunk or disheveled. I would have loved for her to be, though. I would have loved for her to start screaming, "You will all know the truth."
Maybe we can someday get a dinner with her at the Quiet Woman. That's kind of my dream with Shannon. She was also there with Glam by Pam. She's she's the makeup and hairdresser to so many of the California Housewives. So Kyle. You've seen her, like Kyle, Shannon. I don't know, so many of them, and she's been on with Jeff Lewis before. Glam by Pam, and she's adorable. Oh my god, she's like the cutest woman ever.
You can imagine the story she has. Maybe we should see if she wants to come on. She is shared by so many housewives. Like her main boo there is Kyle. She split between Beverly Hills and Orange County. Her main boo up here, Kyle, but also the other housewives will use her too, including Kim, Kathy, etc. Like she gets around. And then down in Orange County, it's like Shannon, it's Tamara. Mm-hmm. I mean, she and you know, hairdressers know everything. They hear everything.
Yeah.
Someone could write a book.
She hopefully will write a book. Julie will think that would be great.
Did you catch that scene, by the way? This is where I was like with Alexis. You know, I'm thrilled. I think it's going to be a great season. But I felt this line was really rehearsed and they keep using it a lot in promos. It's where she says like, John, what is it? I have your ex-boyfriend. There's the door, Shannon Bedore.
100%. Because this is the thing. I like Alexis for television. Like she's just not the brightest bulb in the box. And so the stuff like that, she's not going to come up with that quickly. She's just, she's not that whip smart like Heather or Shannon or Vicky or Tamara are. She just doesn't. Actually, I would say almost all of the, all of the OC housewives are smarter, or like not smart, faster on their feet with the jabs than she is.
That line to me was, I think she was, like I said, studied and rehearsed. And I think she was trying to play off of Heather Dubrow. And her, when she told Shannon, like, we are done, please leave. Yeah. Like, I am asking you to leave. Except this time she made it a rhyme. There's the door, Shannon.
The door. I mean, I'm interested to see all the shit that goes down between Alexis and Shannon over John Jansen, because that man is a piece of shit. And I just think it's gross for a man who, quote unquote, kept telling Shannon, or at least Shannon was saying on screen the last two seasons, that he didn't want to be a part. He didn't want his life all out on television, didn't want to be a part of it. That, oh, and now you hook up with Alexis Bellino, and now literally your two relationships with two women are a focal point of a national television show. Wow. So I call shenanigans on you, John Jansen. I call shenanigans on every part of you. So I think you're gross as a human being.
He was even at Alexis's son's high school graduation last week with Jim Bellino, with all the kids and Alexis. And he's in the family photo that's gross. They all took together. I mean, he is like, he's moving just as fast as fast as Alexis.
Mm-hmm. But Alexis moves fast. Like she, like her last fiance, they were together like a few months and then they got engaged and then they were engaged for forever. And then of course, and then they split up and then immediately she gets with John Jansen. Mm-hmm. Like if that isn't calculated on either one of their parts, I don't know what is. Like,
you know, you were saying that Alexis isn't like the brightest bulb and there are pretty much every housewife on the cast is a little quicker than her. You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of OC's Raquel. Rachel. She's a little dim, a little slow, a little pageanty, but kind of diabolical.
Yeah.
Well, she's because sweet, but she moves quickly.
Because she doesn't move from her head. She moves from an instinct place. Mm-hmm. Like it's all instinct. And some of it's good instinct, some of it's bad instinct, but it's whatever it is. And I think that also, like, she seems to me comes from this world of like always really wanting to be liked by women, but not knowing how to go there. So then she becomes in competition with women all the time, which is, so that's, I think a tough place to be. And, but at the same time, I'm like, girl, you're in your mid 40s. We're about the same age. Like it's time to start like figuring this shit out.
Yeah. Because child support's going to dry out. So run out.
Yeah. So. Maybe that's why she's hooking up with John Jansen.
Okay, that just clicked. I was like, well, wait, I just said the high school graduation. How many more kids does she have left? She needs.
Does she just have the twins? The little girls?
Another thing she posted the other day was that finally all of her kids have driver's licenses. So she's free from like carpool. Mm-hmm. Like all her kids have driver's license. So that puts the youngest at 16.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, as much as I kind of question Shannon's businesses and stuff, she got married later in life. Like, she got married at, like, over 30 to David. Mm-hmm. So she had a career. You know what I mean? Like, she was a career woman. Like, as far as I know, Alexis wasn't really, like, that much of a career woman beforehand. Like, so it's like, Alexis, in my opinion, my armchair psychological opinion, she thinks that she needs a man to be successful or to like, you know, keep making money and stuff like that. Even though like housewives obviously will pay for stuff, but we've talked about in the past how it doesn't make you rich. But Shannon, at least, like, I think her need for men is not necessarily always a financial one, or at least in the last like few years, she's realized that she doesn't need a man financially. Maybe David made her think that she did, you know what I mean? And then she's come to the realization that she doesn't, but I don't think Alexis, I don't know if she would ever realize that per se.
Alexis has grown in a lot of ways from her original run. Like, as we know now, she like her, one of her children is trans and she embraces it. She's moved away from that really super, but I still think she probably sees her role in the world through the men she's with.
Yes.
So she might be a little more progressive in her values, but I still think she believes in that tagline. What is it? My husband is king. My body is sinful. Like, yeah. Remember that?
Yep, I do remember that one. Oh, it was a good one. Oh my gosh. Well, what else about the trailer? What else are your thoughts?
Oh my God. So I actually took notes on this because I did not want to miss anything. Something these two, I guess, tie together actually too, because we have some Beverly Hills pop-ups here. We have first of all, Sutton makes a cameo. Sutton Strack, Nate's
ooh,
yeah. She makes a cameo, which a lot of people I saw online were like, what? People don't realize before Beverly Hills, when she was still married, Sutton lived in Orange County for years. Mm-hmm. That's where they were based as a family. She lived in a place called, I think, Emerald Cove in Laguna Beach, right on the water. Mm-hmm. Super expensive. And because of that, she was scouted and she had tried out for Real Housewives of Orange County over the years. Being a housewife is something she had hoped to be for many years. But now that she's divorced, she has that freedom. Mm-hmm. But she's been in that game for a while. She's been trying moving. I mean, she can afford just move around whatever city will take her. No, no, no.
New York is next.
But I mean, she did. She lived in one of the best neighborhoods in Orange County for many years. And she was in that mix considered for that show. So it's really more organic than some of these crossovers we see. And my other question, though, speaking of like Beverly Hills and Housewives of Big Money, is where the hell are the DuBrows living in Orange County now?
I know.
They sold them, as I call it, the manor. Chateau DuBrow. They sold that. And they took that money and invested in two places in LA. One of the penthouses beneath Candy Spelling at the Century. And then in Beverly Hills, they bought De Laurentiis's estate. Dino De Laurentiis, he was a major movie director. They bought his estate at a big discount and they're gutting it. No, I haven't heard of their real estate news is followed because they do live large and I haven't heard it unless they're like renting them a house or apartment again. I don't believe it's
I wouldn't be surprised if they're renting something. I mean, like we talked about the other week, like a lot of times housewives will rent big properties, you know, to like, you know, but it's funny because they're almost Diana Jenkinsing it in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like they own a bunch of stuff up in LA, and I wouldn't be surprised if they've got a like pied-a-terre there in Orange County somewhere. It's probably not as grand or whatever. Hopefully we'll see during the season, but yeah, it'll be something for her to lay her head in between glam and shooting days.
Yeah, because like the talk had been like, look, she sold in Orange County, they bought big in Beverly Hills, two places. And people are like, is she moving there? If she doesn't have a home base in Orange County, I don't know. I'm sure the show will reveal it.
But she's also a fan favorite. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't think they weren't going to let her go. So
yeah.
Just because she moved north an hour or so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just seeing how she plays that. She has been mingling with the Beverly Hills crowd lately, mm-hmm. since she made her big move.
I mean, maybe over the next couple of years, there'll be a little bit more like crossover between Orange County and Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, if Sutton's going down there, I don't know. I
wonder if Avi had a driver.
Oh, bless that man. Actually, maybe Nate had to drive her. Maybe Nate came in town, didn't tell us. He drove his sweetheart down there. Did a little vacation. They stayed at the Surf and Sand. They stayed at the Ritz-Carlton Newport Beach.
And I guess, like, for me, the final big point was this was filmed later, obviously, because cameras had wrapped. And then we need Andy and a camera. This Shohei Ohtani $16 million gambling embezzling story broke. Mm-hmm. And we see it covered here. Jen Pedranti's fiance was the finance guy, I guess, handling the books for the bookie. He was making the way I understand it, he was handling the wire transfers between Shohei and the bookie to the tune of $16 million. He was handling stolen funds or whatever.
Yeah,
that news broke like what, six within the past month, six, it's already in the trailer.
Well, I mean, it broke like I think like within a week of cameras going down. And so then they've just picked cameras right back up. It almost was like Scandoval in that sense. I mean, just not that big, but just time wise it was like they had like no, I mean, not time wise that it like in Scandoval it was like, oh, it had just started airing. Excuse me, Stacey, get your brain on straight. Anyway, it's not like Scandoval in that sense. It's different because they had just put cameras down. And then within a week or two, maybe, then this broke. And so it was easier for them to pick up cameras again since they had just stopped filming. So it wasn't like everybody was completely gone, you know. But yeah, that's big. I mean, I just really got taken by the whole thing when they said, oh, basically that like it's God's you know, test or God's will to like do this. And I was like, oh no. But also that's another thing, like we've talked before about how people think Hollywood is so liberal and it's not necessarily is in California. No, Orange County is very conservative. It's also very Christian. Yeah. And if people remember original Laguna Beach, like original, like first season, Elsie, Lowe, all those people, there was a girl, Christina, dark-haired girl, Christina. And she was like the good girl, the Christian girl. And her father was a pastor. Her father was a pastor of like one of the largest mega churches. Mm-hmm. In the United States, not just California, but in the United States, like rivaling mega churches in like Georgia and Texas and stuff. Like, so it's, that's faith is a big thing. Like Christian faith is a big thing in Orange County for sure. So him trying to manipulate it that way really, really rubbed me the wrong way.
It gave me Louis vibes.
Yes.
It gave me Louis and Teresa.
Same skin tone as Louis.
Yeah.
He's got the same fashion sense as Louis, too. Like, actually, Louis might actually have a slightly better fashion sense.
Sometimes he looks pretty slick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got more, I think he has better tailoring, actually. Louis does. Louis has, but he gets stuff that fits him better. But yeah. Oof.
It was total like, and I did like that Jen was like smearing it. Like she kind of was like, what the fuck are you saying? She's like, smearing you is God's plan. Like, but well,
that's the thing. They left it. I was like, is she confirming what he's saying or questioning what he's saying? I was like, well, I can't wait to see this, but we're going to have to wait till the end of the season, most likely to see whether she's confirming it. But because I was just like, it's religious gaslighting is what it is.
He's like, it's all the Lord wanted me to launder. It was essentially money laundering, if I, mm-hmm. And I think he's already pled, was it no contest or guilty? He turned evidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like he admitted that he did it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't just that he laundered it, but that I think didn't he skim off the top, or am I getting that confused?
Probably I was getting paid, but I'm not sure. I'm not fully aware.
And he wasted it on horrible fashion.
Yeah.
Tacky fashion.
Well, on that note, speaking of tacky, support him.
So that we can buy some bad fashion, please share, follow, and subscribe.
Right. Help us if we don't have $60 million, you could help us launder $16. We don't care. The point is, please make sure to head on over to Pretty Corrupt Podcast, rate, review, subscribe, and share with your friends, families, bookies, and accountants. Mm-hmm. Of course, head on over to social media, Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast, and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. And on all those accounts, you can find our personals, States, Nate's, and mine. Stacey's Nate and mine.
Maybe I should just change my name to State, because that actually goes really well.
State and Nate, like steak and shake.
Yep.
Well, on that note, who wants to say goodbye?
Au revoir, mes amis.